The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Sonny DeMarello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rock.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
toilet?
Please,
they do float.
Look at that.
I told you they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh, my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh, my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Total Divas, Season 4, Episode 4. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back once again. Hey, hey, everybody's in the house?
Whoop, whoop.
You know it? Yo? Anybody? Bueller?
It's going down for reals.
It's going down for reals. We're having some car drama. We're having some strippers. We're having a lot of fun tonight. And, well, I want to jump into it, don't you?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, we're going to jump into it, and we're going to give you all the details, all the dirt from this week's episode, but right after the break. So you're listening to The Rack Extra on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said, Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw.
To the shocking moment.
You will get your rematch. Put that man down. Your actions have consequences. And you know what? You're out of here. You're suspended. You know what? You're suspended indefinitely. Get out of my building now. Now get out.
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not going to sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles! Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axel Mania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday nights, you need to experience The Rack. From wrestling news, discussions, and interviews with wrestling's biggest superstars, like Kane, Seth Rollins, Edge, and more. It's The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, on RackRadioShow.com. There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MVG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
This
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We are back with Total Divas, and we're in the Danielson house. Nikki, Brie, Mommy Bella is there. No Daniel. Ooh, I like those subplay titles.
So Nikki didn't want to stay alone, so she's staying with Brie and
with
the
Danielson.
Yeah.
I like how they did that wood treatment on the wall. I know I've seen it before, but I like how they did that.
Hey, look, it's Brian.
It's Josie! And now they're discussing the merits of Abscon.
And math.
Brian has so much fun screwing with her, it's illegal. I swear to God. Like, he lives to mess with her. You can tell he lives to mess with her.
I know. It's going to be a theme of this show tonight, I have a feeling.
As long as it's not the, hey, down with Eva stuff that we've been dealing with, I'm okay with that.
Wow. She's using her fingers to count how many hours they had to be asleep for.
7 hours.
I'm so impressed you're better at math than she is.
Because I'm a college graduate. Yeah.
Yeah, you are. I missed the quote. It was too quick.
Yeah, something about your family. It was from Daniel Bryan.
Okay.
I hate that they're giving us who said the quote. This will make my favorite game ever for the show.
Right.
And now we're with Paige and Alicia. They're at a restaurant. I really like that necklace of Paige's.
It is, and it's very, very windy. The hair is all a mess now.
Oh, they're moving in together. Oh, this should be interesting. So Paige is moving in with Foxy, so I wonder if she was living with What's His Bucket, and they broke up.
Possibly. We're now being introduced to Paige's new boyfriend. His name is Kevin.
Kind of cute. Oh, she's so happy. It's adorable. And now they're saying guitarists are good with their fingers. In a totally PG manner, y'all. Totally PG. And now we're back in Phoenix, and we see a phallic cactus, and we're going to dinner with the Danielson family.
We'll continue on.
It was!
I know. They're talking about having kids, and Daniel is like, I want to be post having a kid right now.
On the table, let's go! She might be ovulating.
She might be.
We're pretty close to figuring out what Bruce Cycle is, thanks to the show, so.
I know. Ooh. Ooh. Daniel's like, to Nikki, you're too selfish to have a baby. And now they're toasting to Nicole never having babies. Wow. Daniel Bryan is throwing the jabs at Nikki Bella.
She kind of needs some ice for those burns. Damn.
Right? Wow. They have a special relationship.
That's like brother-sister level.
Yeah, that's
of crap. Like, that's...
Yeah.
Bryan has just adopted her. And now we're with Natty and the cats. Oh no. Oh no, she's doing an animal rescue thing. This could be bad.
Apparently there's a necessity for cats to need a home and, well, Natty's volunteering.
She has three. How many is she gonna take?
They're gonna put the cats on the porch. One, two, how many freaking cats are-
Oh my god, are they evacuating the shelter into her porch?
How many freaking cats?
Oh my god, they're evacuating the shelter into Natty's porch. Oh my god, that's, wow. Holy crap. Wow, that's a lot of cats.
13, 14 cats? There's 18 cats. 18. Besides her own.
Do they have enough litter boxes? Do they have enough food and water?
Well, there's water.
Not pool water. They can't drink pool water. It's got chlorine in it.
Yeah, I know. TJ's like, who's we? You committed to this and I didn't. Apparently they weren't very specific.
And apparently she did not discuss this with her husband before she did it. And I want to see a cat take a cannonball into the pool.
We're about to. And now there's...
Oh, shit, and now they got out. Oops.
We're with Paige and her rocker boyfriend.
Oh, this is gonna get interesting. And she fits just, like, right in there.
Paige gets... A fan runs up to her.
And she has a beer.
Paige is like, are we, like, the Brangelina of the music world right now?
And he's like, I think you just took over the music festival.
Well, she is popular.
She is popular.
Paige is having fun with the fans.
She's such an adorable dork.
Yeah, she is.
What's interesting is how she is with him versus how she was with the other one.
Yeah.
She's much more open with him. You can tell whoa my god, Paige, you're gonna die. She's on top of a golf cart.
A moving golf cart.
A moving golf cart. Somewhere Mark Carano saw that and was like, holy crap, what the hell?
Apparently Paige has a friend named Bing.
And they all he kinda looks like Bray.
Oh no, what is she doing? Oh no. Ooh.
Ow, god, that hurt.
Practicing some chops.
She chopped. Bing. Now we're back with the Neidhart's and, or the Wilsons, and Mommy Neidhart gets called. Daddy Neidhart gets called. and they have to find cats.
The mother's like, can we find another cat that looks like it or just replace it?
Smart thinking, Mommy Neidhart, smart thinking.
Wait, she agrees to do this and then is leaving for the road.
Wait, she took in how many cats and she's leaving for Europe tomorrow?
Yeah, Natty Neidhart, ladies and gentlemen.
Natty, you have a heart of gold, but the sense of a goldfish.
She's acting if like she's living at this house and her stuff has been moved. Oh god, Daniel Bryan's now putting her stuff in a barn. They put her stuff in the barn.
They have a barn. I'm amazed they have a barn, number one. And number two, he looked like Duck Dynasty Dude.
He did.
When he did this. He's becoming a Wyatt, ladies and gentlemen. It's gonna happen.
It only took another year and a half.
Actually, I've seen the Bryan with the jumpsuit. I've actually half thought about buying it.
Well, don't be leaving $600 clothes around, Nikki Bella.
Don't they have another closet that she can hang it in?
Apparently not. Apparently Daniel uses the guest room for his closet because, you know, Brie has a lot of clothes.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
I would assume that's the reason.
It's only a two-bedroom house. I thought it was three.
Apparently it's two.
And now we're in catering with Paige and New Guy. What is New Guy's name?
Kevin.
Kevin. Thank you.
Ooh.
Oh, they're moving in together. Oh, Foxy's not going to be happy about this.
She says it's not a big deal because she's never home anyhow. Very nice, Naomi. She dropped the Marshall Lynch. I'm only here so I won't get fined line.
I'm so proud.
They took a picture and this is going on our fridge. Paige is not really, Paige is doing Naomi. How am I supposed to tell her?
And Naomi's like, you're screwed. Just, pretty much. You're screwed. I'm done with you. And she just runs away.
I'm not moving in with you. Bye.
Go and on. She runs. And now they're chasing each other and the camera guy's like, what the hell, y'all?
Oh god. We have fights coming. We go to break.
Drama.
That was an interesting first few minutes.
Okay. So, Paige is exceptionally happy with Kevin. Yay. Yeah,
good for her.
She has found someone, so happy. She's going to die because she's not moving in with Alicia.
Nice knowing you, Paige.
Nice knowing you, Paige. I love the tactic. I'm not moving in with you.
Bye.
Once.
Bye. See ya. Go on.
Bye. Peace. I'm out. Fabulous tactic. Natty.
Natty and her big heart.
You know, Natty has a huge heart. She has a heart of gold, and I can't fault her for wanting to help. You know, I really can't. Because she's a better person than I am. Because I would have asked how many cats. I'm sorry, I really would have. And if somebody said 18 cats, I would have said no. Because honestly, I don't have the room for 18 cats.
No, one or two,
maybe three, I'm okay with that. But 18?
What normal person has room for 18 cats?
I mean, the fact that she didn't ask is just insane. And then I don't know whether they ever said the amount of time that she was gonna have them. Cause I was under the impression when this started that it was like, oh, they were just gonna have them for like a day. But apparently it seems like they're gonna have them for a while. So I don't know if the shelter is being fumigated. I don't know if the shelter is moving. I don't know what's going on with the shelter. But apparently Natty did not clarify the logistics of this and, find out one, how many cats, and two, for how long.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, they start bringing in carriers and it's like, wait, what? How many cats? And on top of it, it's like you agree to do this. You know your schedule. It's not like they just flung Europe at you. So this is probably the week after WrestleMania.
That would be in the timeline because we were just... This is two
just at Mania.
Yeah, so this is 2 weeks after Mania, I think. Because last week we skipped ahead at the very end, so... Yeah.
Yeah, so if they're leaving for Europe, like, tomorrow, yeah. Then this is a week to 2 weeks after WrestleMania. This is the time frame that we're in.
Right, because they do two Raws and then they're gone.
So, you know, the fact that Natty agreed to do this, and she knows she's going to Europe, and she's going to leave the cats at home while she's doing this, it's like,
maybe that wasn't a smart idea.
Maybe that wasn't the smartest idea, but again, it's like, if you think it's one cat, it's like, oh, well, you know, one cat, that's not too bad, you know, because basically you can put the cat in a separate room or in the spare bathroom with the litter box and the food and the water, and it'll be fine. And we'll continue with this as we come back from break, and they're in Denver. And, well, she just called him a scratch-and-sniff boyfriend.
Alicia calls the new boyfriend a new kid on the block. Now we're getting recap of the Bradley moments. Lisa's like, if she wants to play house, she can go play house.
Well, to be fair, she's moving in with him. She's not, it's not the other way around.
Right? Alright then, Lisa's not happy. Hey, Rob Schomburger work.
It's Rob Schomburger pieces! Yay! And well, now we're with Brie and Nicole and Brian. They're all getting trimmed up.
As Nikki bangs her head. Nikki's like, Brian hates me. Brian's like, do you know how much 5 inches is?
Breeze, like, he's, like, giving Nikki crap, and Breeze just, like, grooming him calmly.
Right.
Like, this is a common thing.
Brian's
he's getting his hair done.
Yeah, Brian's like, you consume more stuff than anyone I know. She brings up all the leather and the, he brings up all the leather and Louis Vuittons. Nikki's like, he may take things a little too far. Alright then.
Well now, Brian might be going a little too far, but we see the merch stand, we see Alicia Fox.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Hey, it's JoJo!
I like how the bottom thing, Alicia's ex-boyfriend.
Right? Just, you know, in case you didn't know.
In case you weren't aware. Alicia feels like she's not important with Paige at the moment. So we have the match between Alicia Fox and Naomi from main event, with Naomi picking up the win.
Oh, this is pre-main event. This is pre-mania because it says WrestleMania this Sunday. So.
I think the match was. Anyway. I think all
the. And now we're back at Alicia's house. So this is her new house.
Yeah. For a housewarming party.
She has a deer head.
Oh, this is Alicia's house.
Yeah, this is her housewarming party. She sold her other place and she's moving in here.
She's like, I'm moving in by myself. Yeah.
Wow. That was like I hope she's really drunk at this point because that was really cold.
There it is. Now, Alicia's bringing up Paige's ex-boyfriend, Bradley.
And Paige was like, what the hell are you doing? And it just got super awkward. She called him Bradley Jr.
Yeah. Wow, they do look similar.
She has a type. I approve of this one. The other one was kind of a tool. I'm okay with this one.
Ooh, Paige has pretty much called her, so she's acting like a bitch. Paige is now apologizing for Alicia being drunk. Oh no. Oh no.
Oh yes.
Oh no.
We're getting in the car, y'all! Confined spaces, our favorite time on Total Divas!
With multiple pairings.
With multiple pairings, including Titus O'Neil. This is gonna be fun. So, okay. Quick recap. Natty, you know your schedule. Don't take in 18 cats. Ask questions next time. Done with that. Okay. So, damn, Alicia. I mean, damn! I know there's gonna be more of that, but like...
Cold.
That was cold. Like, you're sitting there insulting your best friend's boyfriend in front of both of them. I get you're drunk. Damn, dude!
But to be fair, she wasn't drunk beforehand at wrestling when she was saying things about the boyfriend either.
Oh no, she's basically pissed that Paige isn't moving in with her. And, you know, I would be upset with Paige because there was an agreement and Paige is changing the agreement and ending it. So I can see how Alicia was basically like, okay, well, you know, Paige is going to pay rent. This is great. You know, this is wonderful. I'll be able to supplement my income a little bit, which will make paying for the house easier. Totally get all that. But at the same time, it's like, dude, there's no reason to take it out on the boyfriend.
Right.
So you're pissed at Paige. Tell Paige. Don't take it out on her boyfriend. Don't treat him like crap. I mean, he makes her really happy, and the fact that she's willing to move in with him after a couple weeks kind of shows where they are relationship-wise and comfort-wise, because when she was with the other dude, he had to twist her arm.
Yeah.
To get anything out of her, let alone her to ask the question, you know, do you want to move in with me?
Right. Yeah, it shows the dynamic of the relationship and how this was they have a lot more in common. They're on the same page compared to the other relationship.
Yeah, it's like, dude, chill. But speaking of needing to chill in relationships, which again, we'll get more into both of these as the show progresses because we're heading for explosions of galore. Bree and Nikki, Nikki and Daniel. And well, we're going to have to save that because we're in Cleveland. For main event.
It's Bree mode. Paige is watching Alicia versus Bree.
Oh, this is when she was having her tantrums.
Random shots of backstage, and now Big Show is with TJ and Natty. Natty compliments Big Show in a suit, saying he looks lean in his suit.
I love how he's like, keep trying to lose weight, but every time I turn around, I find it.
Apparently Adam Rose had a mishap with the car.
Oh my god, it's Slater, Rose, and O'Neil. Oh Jesus, this is gonna be all, hey, it's Curtis Axel.
DJ's like, no. And you could've said no, and now, oh god, apparently Natty has an issue with saying no. That's the theme of for Natty tonight, she can't say no.
I will say that was very nice of Adam Rose to walk up and say, you know, hey, thanks for the ride, man.
And now Emma's going with the Usos, I think? Or Paige, I think, maybe?
Hey, it's Ziggler!
Oh, everyone's in cars now. Oh, good lord.
So we have Brie and Nikki and Daniel, I think, in one car.
Yeah.
Oh, and Nikki's in a mood, and Brie's in a mood. And now we have everybody loading up into the Neidhart car. Natty-mobile! We have the Natty-mobile.
Oh god, please don't tell me she's driving.
I think she is.
No, no, thank god Tyson's driving.
Okay, so we have Tyson,
Titus,
TJ, Heath, Adam, and Natty all in one car, and the three of them are crammed in the back with Tyson in the front and Titus in the front.
Apparently Titus had beans, and he's farting. Oh god, we're of a farting car.
Windows, y'all, windows.
The Usos are so lucky they're all by themselves.
They give me so much life. They're so cute together. Their teeth are really white, though.
Yeah.
And now we have Nikki and Bree in one car. No Brian.
No Brian.
Oh, and Nikki's sick.
So Brian's not with them, so okay. That's interesting. I guess he had something else to do.
Can we stay with Naomi and the Uso? They're in the fun car. And now, oh, we have Alicia and Paige and Emma.
Would you rather have a child with Layla or someone?
Was it to your cousin? I'm curious.
Oh.
That's a well-known fact, y'all. Do you watch the show?
Right. Apparently they don't watch the show. Oh, Titus O'Neil.
I want to stay on the Usos so bad. Is there the fun car? I need the four car shot.
Right. We need the quad box.
We need the quad box. Somebody get the quad box.
Get our red zone skills on here to get the quad box up. Bree's like, Brian's having fun. Get over it.
Well, Brian's being a little bit of a bully. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, with the stuff, with the closet stuff, that's okay. Everything else is a little too far.
Yeah, he's just...
Oh god, we're now covering noses in the Natty car. Emma's like, I'm pregnant. Not really.
She's like, you have to have sex to get pregnant. Apparently Emma is not getting any.
Apparently Paige brings all the boys in and breastfeeds them all, according to Alicia. Paige is now bringing up the house party to Alicia. Now Alicia's bringing up how we found the true colors of Bradley and comparing it to Kevin. And Paige is like, you're being a really crappy friend right now. And Emma's kind of screwed because she's not buckled and she's in the back seat. Now Paige is picking up the phone, calling Naomi. Paige wants to get out of this car and go to the other car. Alicia's not pulling over and the Usos are stirring it up from behind and, yeah.
Oh, okay, so.
Oh lord, okay. Yeah, just, I don't know where to start.
Okay.
Quad box, get the quad box, we need the quad box.
Get the quad box, we need the quad box, y'all. Get it going. But, okay, so, well, apparently Alicia and, Paige are getting into it. Emma is screwed because she's in the back seat, and she's not wearing a seatbelt.
Because
safety, y'all. Safety, wear your seatbelts, especially when a girl's gonna slam on the brakes and try to send you through the windshield.
Well, it's all about the camera, you gotta be in front of the camera.
Oh, I know, but there's a seatbelt in the middle.
Well, she could be buckled in the middle. We just don't know.
Yeah, but still, seatbelt, y'all. Safety first.
Safety first.
But Alicia's slamming on the brakes there for a second. It's like, dude.
Chill.
You're behind the wheel of a car. Let's not forget that. And so basically, like, Paige is like, okay, this is getting too heated. You're getting too pissed off. I need to get the fuck out of here. So she calls Trinity and they're like, oh yeah, we're close, you know, then her and John, they're just having fun, you know, being themselves, being all cute. And they're like, yeah, we can totally pick you up. And Alicia won't pull the car over.
No.
Titus has gas. He's later lost his virginity at 11, we think. We don't know whether it was to his cousin or not. I'm not sure. I don't particularly want to know. And well, Nikki's pissed and sick.
Yeah.
And she and Brian are gonna get into it, and it's gonna be spectacular.
That sums it up pretty much.
That's pretty much what happened, but yeah, again. Like, I get Alicia's point. She's trying to protect Paige, but at the same time, she's pissed, and she seems like she's even a little jealous.
Yeah, I think what it's gonna boil down to is she wants to spend time with Paige, and well, it's not gonna happen because she's with the new boyfriend. That little jealousy factor kicking in.
Well, it's more, you know, oh, hey, you know, you told me you were going to move in. Like I said before, you told me you were going to move in with me. You made a commitment, and now you're backing out of it. And I'm pretty sure she had probably planned some financial things around that.
Right.
And so now she does not have that roommate income in order to, you know, to do those financial whatever she had planned. So it's probably part of it. And then on top, you know, but there's also the, yeah, she wants to spend time with Paige and they were going to have girl bonding time and it was just going to be them. And I think the biggest thing is she's not going to have anybody in the house with her because she bought this big house and it's just her on her own.
Right. As we're screaming and we're pulling over and Paige is out of the car, the Usos are pulling up. Poor.
Oh, God, John!
John Uso is taping the entire thing on his phone.
You cannot take him fucking anywhere!
No. Casper the Unfriendly Ghost is what Alicia calls Paige. Paige's like, how you guys doing? How are you going?
You're having such a beautiful little moment, and then it all went to hell.
Uh-huh. Paige thinks Alicia's a jealous little bitch.
And now Trinity is being the mama diva. She's laying the truth. She's being the voice of reason. This is why she's on this show, y'all. But she just bring up the point that she needs to calm down.
Yeah.
John, just stay out of it and drive.
Paige knows she was wrong for...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she does, but...
Oh, God, they're going to the rest stop.
Oh, God.
God, we're at the convenience store.
Titus, do not buy beans. Do not buy anything with beans in it.
All right, then. So, TJ's annoyed, and we move on. Back in the car.
Because that makes a fun car ride.
Apparently Nikki threw out a brain teaser thingy.
You have Siri, Brie. Just tell her to call Brian. And then she looks down and hit the speaker button.
I know. Apparently the brain teaser game made a mess. She couldn't put it back together. He's like, I don't hate you. You're family. I can love you and still dislike you. He enjoys giving her a decent amount of crap.
Nikki's getting upset. She's not liking the amount of crap Brian's giving her. He's picking on her a lot.
He loves her, and if it makes her upset, he'll stop. But that's how he shows affection. So they've made up somewhat.
They've somewhat kissed and made up. Although I still expect Brian to give her shit.
Oh no, Heath Slater has a friend. We're stopping.
Oh my God. Yes.
$2 steak.
Are we going to a strip club on Total? We are going to a strip club.
Oh,
first
Lord.
A sex shop, now a strip club. Oh my God.
Heath Slater has some friends in the strip club.
Natty is so uncomfortable right now. Poor Natty.
And TJ doesn't want to be at the strip club. He's like, I thought he would enjoy this. TJ's like, this is some fun.
By the way, props to Adam Rose for, like, being in character.
He's party time all the time.
But he's in character. Like, he's doing the accent and everything. Go him.
Right.
Kayfabe, y'all. Kayfabe. The Exotic Express broke down, so Adam needed a ride. That's what we're going with here.
Whoa. Anyway.
So Brie and Brian and Nicole are all copacetic for the moment. Trinity laid down truth on Paige, where basically Paige was in the wrong, like we said before, for backing out on Alicia, but that Alicia's being a bitch, and she needs to stop. Poor Emma is just like, oh my God, I'm gonna die. And we're in a strip club with the Wilson party. We'll call them that, because I don't know what else. I don't even know. I just don't even know anymore. Like, first 18 cats and now a strip club, Natty. Really, Natty?
And she's like, oh, it's just a simple little thing. I thought it would be fun. Oh, Natty.
I'm getting the distinct impression that Tyson is 100% vanilla. Like, 100% not comfortable with anything beyond just straight up missionary. That's it. Which there is nothing wrong with that at all. Not making fun of him for it, but it's like, Tyson's comfort level?
Is 0.5.
Yeah, it's like, it's non-existent. Like, he's just not comfortable with anything sexual. Which again, nothing wrong with that, because he's not had a lot of experience, as we found out, and we knew. Natty was his first, and his only. Totally cool with that. But, you know, he doesn't have the experience, he doesn't have that comfort level, so he gets very upset and very awkward whenever he's put in those situations.
Especially on camera.
Especially, and I think part of it is being on camera. Like, I think he would probably be a little bit more relaxed if they were not on camera, but because it's like, his whole family is, and I think part of it is, his whole family's gonna see it. Her whole family's gonna see it. Like, everybody's gonna see it. So it's him and her in a strip club.
Yeah. As we do this show, we get to read some tweets. Road tripping with Titus, Adam Rose, Heath Slater, Natty, and Tyson Kidd. This needs to be a TV show. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, it does.
I still want my quad shot, damn it.
Quad box, it's a quad box, it's back to strip club.
And while Natty's chasing TJ into the parking lot, he's getting in the car.
Natty didn't know about the strip club. Welcome to Buddies.
Oh my God, he has a stack of ones, holy crap.
Oh no, Titus has Natty. Oh no, he's putting Natty up on the stage. Oh no.
Oh God.
Tyson's on the phone in his car, and Natty's up on the stage trying to be a stripper.
Hey, she's not bad.
Natty's now thanking the strippers.
He gets a hug from a stripper, that's awesome.
Natty is hugging the strippers.
She's so sweet.
Natty's like, I'm sorry, TJ, I'll make it up to you tonight. And he smiles.
And they're all like, oh.
Alicia's like, hopefully we get there before I fall asleep behind the wheel. That wouldn't be good, Alicia.
That would be bad, Alicia. Oh, and Brie and Nicole have switched.
We're now having dating stories. When Nikki didn't have a Valentine, Brian sent Nikki a bouquet of flowers, too. Now we're getting the sweet side of Daniel Bryan. Nikki's learning she shouldn't be so sensitive. Alright then, we're making it to Indianapolis now.
Yeah, she almost started to cry.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, oh yeah. Emma's like, please don't murder each other. Please don't kill each other. Please don't.
Ooh, Paige is still... Paige, like, I have a boyfriend I'm moving in with, and yeah. They're not happy with one another right now.
Okay! So, as we go to break! Natty hooked a stripper. Fantastic. I swear to God, she's just the sweetest thing ever.
Natty's very polite with the strippers.
Tyson's uncomfortable.
And then realizes he's going to get lucky, so he's okay with it.
So he's okay with it, except he might have an audience.
Oh god, that would be really awkward.
I want a camera. Next time Titus O'Neil, Adam Rose, and Heath Slater are all in the car together, I want a camera in that car. I want that, because that would be entertaining as all hell.
Just leave it on the car.
Just follow them for like a week. I want to see it. I really want to see what those three get into. I can't imagine the shenanigans, and it would be awesome.
It would be awesome.
But now we're getting into the awkwardness because, well, they have all arrived at the hotel, or at least Paige and Alicia have arrived separately at the hotel. Paige has called Alicia a witch, and, well, Alicia has once again insulted Kevin by calling him a bootleg boyfriend.
Yep. That's where we're at.
That's where we're at. So we'll have to see if this can get resolved. I hope so.
I hope so.
If not, my money's honestly... I don't know. If I had to put money on one of them, put it on Alicia. I think Alicia could legit take Paige. I'm just... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going with Alicia on that one.
Yeah. Yeah. I really want to go with Paige. No. Part of me's like, no, Alicia would probably kick her ass. And that's, you know... Not saying anything about Paige, it's just Alicia is badass at times. As we come back from break, we're back in Indianapolis, it's the next morning.
And while everybody's getting ready to go to work, it's a very nice room, they have a canopy.
It's Natty's mother on the phone. Apparently one of the cats threw up. This is becoming the Hulk Hogan Andre the Giant story as it goes on. It started at 18, now we're up to 20 cats.
Yeah.
Oh, he was only 500 pounds, he was 900 pounds.
Right?
But TJ is saying her inability to say no affects his happiness. Say no to drugs, Nanny. Say no.
Say no to 20 billion cats. And Titus O'Neil in your car, apparently.
And strip clubs.
No, Nanny needs to go in strip clubs.
Ooh, Nanny's like, where's Cesaro? I want to make out with him. Wow.
Please do! We all ship you with him anyway!
Right? Alright, everyone's arrived to the building. Smackdown, properly. They're all thanking Nanny and their hospitality.
Hey, look, it's the Ascension.
Adam Rose is like, we should do this every week.
Yes, yes, you should. You should totally, like, you know, do this every week. Because I need video of that. In, like, the worst damn way.
Right? Got a cotton candy machine backstage somewhere. Wade, Barrett, Alicia's ex-boyfriend. Alicia putting Paige in timeout. Nan was like, for different reasons, you're both wrong. Got Mama Naomi in the house right now. Gotta respect who she dates.
Naomi laying the truth down. Mama Diva.
Apparently she has a lot of moldy candy boyfriend. Alicia hates that Wade Barrett's around.
And he's dating somebody else. Or he was.
Yeah.
She's covering the TV with napkins.
So this stuff is before WrestleMania. We backtrack a little bit in the time frame, I think. I don't know, I've lost count.
I think we're still like the week before Mania.
So Alicia and Paige are now getting together, and Wade comes up and gives Alicia a hug, an awkward hug.
Love, she's like...
Paige is like, I'm here too.
She's all excited because she got hugged by Wade.
Alicia's, I'm such a sucker, I think I love him. As we go to an Oreo commercial. Alright.
Do Paige and Wade not like each other?
I don't know.
So basically Paige and Alicia are kissing and making up and gossiping. And again, okay, I have to rant on this for a second because I have the commercial. This is not Total Divas related, but what the hell is the point of a thin Oreo? Somebody explain this to me. There isn't even enough cream to hold the two damn cookies together.
Nope.
Boycott thin Oreos, y'all. Boycott them. They're not supposed to be healthy.
We appreciate the Sandow on Monday, but boycott the thin Oreos.
Yes, boycott the thin Oreos. Support the Sandow Day.
Hashtag Sandow Appreciation Day this Monday. Getting the plug in.
Ding!
As we come back from break, and we're with Alicia, it's like, Alicia was, and they're kissing and making up. Paige is like, men are involved. Men! Paige like, never go back. She's in Foxland by herself.
She's in Singleville.
Yeah.
Basically, Alicia's jealous, everybody's happy, everybody's in a relationship, she's single. You know, Paige basically breaking up the girl power, or the girl squad to go live with Kevin.
Didn't help. Did we just swap gum?
I think they just swapped gum, yes. So next week we're going back to Europe.
Oh no, we're going back to Bremen.
The ladies are going to have tea. Paige and Nikki are getting into it.
Wow. Alright then. Alright.
So, oh god, and basically, oh god, next week is gonna be shenanigans abound. I love it when they go to Europe. So much fun. They get so stupid when they go to Europe.
It's a good way to put it.
Just, yeah. Yeah. Oh god. And Rose is gonna be on. We have a special appearance by Rosa Mendez. Basically telling Alicia, you're an idiot. It's gonna be awesome, y'all. Totally, totally awesome. But, I think we're done.
We are done.
So, that was Total Divas. Season 4, Episode 4. Hey, it's the episode of the 4s. Next week, all we need is 5, because it's Season 5. Season 4, Episode 5, The Trip to Europe, which is going to be so much fun.
Can't wait.
I can't wait, but well, we're going to have to, at least a week. So we'll see y'all next week, but till then, I'm Lindsay, he's Rock. You've been listening to The Rock Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll see you later. Bye!